Thank you, Rosalind. We are now open for questions. Before you present your question, kindly provide your name and the company you are representing. Operator, we are now ready to take questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Again, to ask a question, it is star 1. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Joel Ng from KGI Securities. Your line is now open.
Hi. Hi, Roger. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Joel. Hi.
Yep. Okay, I just have a few questions regarding the results. I think the first one is regarding the refinancing. I mean, congratulations on being able to refinance it. And so I just want to check the... So now we have more color on the refinancing package. And so it says it's 4.012% plus LIBOR.
Yep, yes. That's the average of the three facilities based on a weighted average based on the principal.
Yeah, and is that for all the debt, or is that it varies between the various tranches?
LIBOR, they're all LIBOR rates. Each facility has a different rate, but that's the principal weighted average of all three. They do not fluctuate other than
unless LIBOR fluctuates. Okay, so probably the key variable would be the LIBOR rates.
Yep.
Okay, and the LIBOR is benchmarked to which one? There's 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months.
Okay, that depends on the facility. One of the facilities is 1 month, 2 or 3 months.
Okay, but is there any way which ones will be a better gauge?
I'm sorry?
Which LIBOR rate will be a better gauge? Because the range is actually quite wide. It's like a 30 basis points between the 1 month and 6 months.
Yeah, admittedly. Well, that's the information that we released to all unit holders. I mean, it's an average. I at this point,
yeah.
I don't want to sort of give any further information unless we release it through SGX. So I can't really help further than that at this point.
Okay. So the effective, so effective will be around 6. I mean, around 6.5.
Yeah, and the good news you could say is that we don't have any penalty charge there, which, of course, with the old syndicated loan, we were incurring a little bit of a penalty rate as well because we went over the maturity date of the 20th of December 2017. So it's good to be
back
not in default and to have new facilities which are comfortably, like the maturity spaced out such that we should be able to cover each quarter, each month, from cash flows to cover all our debt obligations.
Okay, so I can...
If markets worsen... Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, thanks. So I can... So is it okay to roughly calculate interest cost expenses per year will be around 7 to 8 million US dollars?
Have you computed that? You assume some quarterly repayments? Have you worked out the
So I use the effective interest rate, which will be around 6.5%, and total debt, which is $105 million.
Joel, I'm not at liberty to sort of help you at this point, you know, to go into further detail.
Okay.
And facilities and work out what your
yep.
reports
no worries.
That we've seen before. You make very sensible assumptions, so I think we better just leave the discussion on the facility at that for the time being.
Okay, sure. Maybe I'll move on to my next question. In the third quarter, the cash flow from operations was around $8.5 million.
Yep.
So that will that be the will that stabilize at around these levels, or is there other things I should be looking out for?
It's Roger here. I would add that was a difficult quarter, let's say, because of market conditions, which you can read about
yeah.
in sort of other shipping press. We had 7 ships exposed effectively to the spot market through pools. So I think that is the big variable that would impact that. In theory, we have no dry docks coming. We have nothing else sort of which we are aware of, which is going to impact it. On the positive side, the ex-Torm vessels suffered quite a considerable period within the quarter. There was quite a reasonable number of time was lost where they had no income. And that obviously, even if markets are flat and constant, that hole gets plugged in the next quarter. So I would sincerely hope that that's sort of, we see some improvement from that.
Oh, okay.
That would have been my comment as well, Joel. That's what we're hoping, that 8.5 will strengthen in the next quarter. Of course, we can't guarantee that, but we're very much dependent on the pools, the spot markets. But they've been, I guess, with quarter optimism.
Yeah, I would say almost just to sort of guide you in a fair way is if you consider that we have 2 Aframaxes and almost 4 Aframaxes if you count the Pirates and Perth. And I would just say look at shipbrokers' reports of Aframax from the last month, and it might give you an indication of how the markets have moved, rather than us sort of misguide you, as it were.
Right. And the scheduled redeliveries of the 3 vessels in the fourth quarter, will that be, we're sort of like in the middle, close to, in the middle of the fourth quarter, have those vessels been delivered, or are they, will they be in the later part of the year?
Their redelivery date would be, I think, in late December or the end of the year. So,
right.
But there's an option there to extend. And as far as we've been indicated to us so far, that the charter is keen to extend. But obviously, there's always that element of what's the market value of the ships again. So we've opened discussions with them some time ago, but those discussions will conclude very soon, I think, and hopefully conclude in a positive manner.
Okay.
I would also emphasise that those ships are quite low revenue. As you'll see, they're very small ships. The revenue is quite small in the whole picture of the company.
Right. Okay. And sorry, I think I just have one more question, last question. And has there been any synergies between the new owners, Navios Maritime?
The new owners, is Prime Marine, not Navios. So with Prime, we work closely with them, and they've assisted us greatly with the refinancing when we were, let's say, under pressure from the current lenders and maybe looking less attractive to some banks. So we've ended up with an extremely good finance package with low leverage. And then they're assisting us greatly on technical matters, and obviously strategy is driven through Prime and our chairman, and through the board of directors. So I would say Prime is very positive for unit holders for the future.
Okay, right. Thanks, Roger. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. The next question. Next question is from the line of Anne Wang. Your line is now open. Hello. Hi, Roger. Can you hear me? Hi. Thank you for the presentation. I just have a few questions regarding the refinancing. I'm not quite sure if the three lenders of the new debt, do they, is there any terms regarding restrictions on future dividends or raising new debt or raising new capital, these kind of aspects on FSL? Basically,
If there is a surplus of cash in future, there's no reason to believe that any of these financial institutions would unreasonably withhold consent. So I'm not concerned with that particular aspect. But clearly, we're not in a position at this point to commence distributions. Obviously, I think it's the aim of the board to return the trust to a position where those can commence, but there's nothing in the pipeline for that at this point in time. But yeah, sorry, you mentioned the second aspect of. So you mentioned the dividend distribution. Did you mention another possible
further debt?
Now, now we can raise further debt.
Can
without permission of the lenders is my understanding.
Okay, so just to double confirm,
Repeat that, please.
Maybe the line breaks a little bit. So there is no plan to do any distribution, and it's not actually allowed to do distribution recently. And also you cannot raise any new debt based on return.
No plan at the moment for distributions, but then it's not something that's shut off. If in due course that the markets improve and profitability improves and we've got surplus cash flows, then I think the board of directors would consider distributions. But it's a bit premature to be talking about that. We've only just come out of replacing the sponsor and refinancing the bank facilities. In due course, of course, I think part of the strategy would be to try and refresh, some of the older vessels would be replaced. And in due course, we'd hope to find ways to grow the fleet, but it's premature to really go into that at this point in time. We've stabilized, or Prime have helped us stabilize the trust. So I think it's fair to say it's a way off before we cover the subject of distributions, but of course everybody wants we'll hope we're on the same page and that in due course the trust does return to a position where distributions are possible, but it's premature to really go into that
too much at this stage. We do not think we would have a problem with any of our current lenders in making distributions if they were being properly serviced and with a surplus cash. And certainly, if the board of directors was to discuss a new facility of any form, for example, if it was a new vessel, I don't think any of the lenders would raise any objections, provided that we were prudent.
Thanks, Lord Rogers. And in terms of the new capital, is there any plan for FSL to raise more capital to stabilize the business, or is sufficient for now?
If we are going to raise any more capital in the near future, Frederick, that would be announced by the SGX. We can't discuss such matters at this point in time.
Understood. Thank you. Well, in terms of the... Okay. So, because for FSL, for now, in terms of... I'm a bit concerned on how to create the value in the future. So, basically, like, if there is any plan on, like, share buyback or increasing the leverage expenditure within the consideration?
I think to summarize this, the board of directors is, of course, considering the strategy, which does include covering all options to try and, you know, have an appropriate level of debt and capital to be able to refresh and grow the fleet. But it's premature at this point in time. So if, as and when there are any firm plans, these will be announced by our SGX.
Understood. Thank you. Then on a numeric question that we understood you have raised $108 million of face value of the new debt, and now we saw the outstanding face value as of end of third quarter is 105.3. Can we say that the amortization of all three bonds is roughly $2.7 million per year? Or how's that number work? Like, basically, all the amortization payment of the three loans.
I don't want to go into the detail of each facility and the monthly or quarterly payments. I think if you see the repayments that have happened to date since July, you can probably... make your assumptions about the terms of the loans and the repayments, but I'm not authorized to add any further information on the bank facilities than has been disclosed in the results announcement.
Understood. Thank you, Rogers. One last question is there any foreseeable dry docking coming on the fleet? When is the next dry docking?
We have no scheduled dry docks, let's say, in the next 12 months, because what we normally report. So we have nothing scheduled at the moment, and certainly nothing this year at the moment.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's all for my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. Again, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. Presenters, there are no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference back to you. Please continue.
We have come to the end of our results conference call. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you again next quarter. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.